I do not call these brothers Salafi. I'm just being honest with you. These brothers, in my eyes, are not Salafi. They have done nothing other than what other people of deviance have done. They have taken bits and pieces of the haq, and they have co-opted it, and they have manipulated it to create their own methodology. Oh. Nothing that you see these brothers do, say, propagate, is anything you find the Salaf doing. And tell me one thing. Tell me one thing. This whole idea, the guy just gave a khutbah the last week, or gave a lecture, and he said, having a girlfriend is better than sitting with Shadid Muhammad or Tahir Wayesh.
We're drinking alcohol too.
Wallahi, what you're doing, let me tell you what you're doing, right? This is none other than the methodology of the Murji'ah, right? Where sins are not that bad. They don't really affect me like that. No. So when you say something like sitting with the people of deviance is worse than fornication and drinking khamr. Okay, so first of all, genius, when the scholars made those type of statements, they made them to an environment that had already shunned sin. Sin was already shunned, detestable, hated. You understand what I'm saying? وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكَ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِسْيَانِ They lived by that. That was their code of ethic. So when a scholar during that time says sitting with the people of innovation is worse than sin, what is that actually, what is that, what are they saying? They're saying that innovation, as you see sin, innovation is worse than the way you see sin. What are we saying when we say having a girlfriend or drinking khamr is not as bad as sitting with Shadid Muhammad? You're legalizing sin. To a people that are already sinning, Ahi. To people who are already don't see anything wrong with sin. Yeah. You're making our brothers immoral. You're legalizing sin.